Good evening.
We would turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. I saw a little fact or a little statistic. It said that the brain, when going through life, it notices different qualities over better qualities and different things. And then in the advertising world, like the business world, we call it a pattern interrupt. And so that's why whenever like you're scrolling through Facebook, it's white and blue interface. If you see a black advertisement, it stops you in your tracks and then you pay attention to it. In the same way, if you see like people on the side of the road dressed as Lady Liberty flipping signs up in the air, it like changes everything and then you stop and pay attention to it. So in the same way, I got to thinking about what makes the church and the people of the church different from everybody in the world. And I thought, what makes people in the world stop and see us and stop in their tracks? And what makes them think or say they're different? And so I think that's outlined in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verses number 9. It says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people," that's us, "that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." I want to focus on that phrase, "show forth the praises." The word praises there, it means moral excellence, virtue, mindset, and behavior that is good and that is in line with God. That's more explicitly outlined in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, being the fruits of the Spirit. And that's what makes us different. But what are we supposed to do with that moral excellence is shown right before it. It says we're supposed to show forth those praises. And that word "show forth," that phrase is a two-part phrase in the Greek. It means to take out of and send forth. And it carries the idea of a messenger. And I thought of whenever, because I fix phones. And so a friend of mine, she asked me to fix her phone, but she lives out of town. And so she gave me the phone. I fixed it. And I sent it to the post office. And so all I needed the mailman to do was to take it out of that station and send it to her. And in the same light, we don't have to make our own moral excellence. All we have to do, like our moral excellence is already in God. All we have to do is send it forth to the people. Right. And then it's shown in verse 9, the praises of him that called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That is God. Right. And he's the one that has that moral excellence. So all God needs us to do is to send that moral excellence out into the dark world. We are essentially God's moral culture in an immoral world. That's why in Philippians chapter 2, verse 15, it says, "Without rebuke," and we're at the middle, "without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the dark world, holding forth the word of life. That is a reason why we cannot boast of ourselves. If you turn to Luke chapter 17, verses 9 and 10, there it says, "Doth he thank the servant because he does the things that we are commanded him? I trow not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which is our duty to do." In the sense that we have to hold forth the word of life, where would all of us be without the word of God? We would be just like those out in the world. Some of us wouldn't have our marriages, our friendships, our jobs, families, our peace of mind, or our joy. Our lives would be worse in every single way. And that is why it's our responsibility to take God's light out to the dark world. And to give perspective, we are a representation of God's morality here on earth. Us as Christians are a representation of God's morality here on earth. And so I got to thinking about how voting day was yesterday, and how we vote for representatives. And usually people vote for those people whose views and beliefs most are in line with theirs. And so shouldn't we, as Christians, read and study God's word daily so that our beliefs, our views, and our actions most align with his? Right. If you are here and you're not a child of God, you must hear your word, must believe it, repent of your sins, confess Jesus and be baptized, and start your walk in showing God's light. But if you are not a Christian, you haven't been showing God's light out in the dark world, you should start that actually today. Because I think of back when I was at Camp Pencil, my very first year, I think it was Nate's cabin, they actually pranked us. And so what they did was, there's like a long driveway leading to the cabins, right? And so our counselors beforehand, they hyped us up and they told us that there are chupacabras out in the dark. And so it's pitch black dark. And so we as a cabin, all of us got together counselors in the front. And so we all got together and made our way to the cabins, and they made like us like weird noises and scary noises. But because it was so dark and I didn't bring a flashlight and I was scared, like I was super scared, I went to the people that had the light. And I think it's the same way we are important, because we are the ones that carry the light, or carry God's light out in the world. And those people out in the world are looking for us to have better lives. If you're here and you need to respond to the message, please come as we stand.